CBS News next. It's 1 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Is it the end of the conflict or a new beginning? While accepting UN demands to end incursions into Kuwait, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is now urging his people mount an Islamic Jihad, a holy war against the United States and allies. This follows Wednesday's air attack on Iraqi missile and radar bases. British Defense Secretary Malcolm Rifkin says Saddam got just what he asked for.
If there's one thing that Saddam Hussein values, it is his military might. And therefore it is that military complex that we have to act against in order to influence his actions and to deter him from the kind of behavior that he has been responsible for in the last few days.
Correspondent Tom Fenton says the attacks were well received in Kuwait.
There's no unhappiness here. There's unreserved approval for the raid. One Kuwaiti said they hit the wrong target. They should have hit Saddam Hussein. The Kuwaitis were particularly concerned about these Iraqi incursions into Kuwaiti territory to remove war supplies and other material from a former Iraqi naval base. Iraq now says, we note, that it will stop, but there isn't much left for the Iraqis to take. They've sort of cleaned out everything up there that was of any value.
President Bush ordered the attack and says he had no reservations making such a decision in his last days as commander-in-chief.
I'm president until the 20th, and I will run the foreign policy and make these kinds of decisions. As long as I'm president.
Bill Clinton has said he supports Mr. Bush's decision. President-elect Clinton reportedly plans to play hardball on the situation in what was Yugoslavia. The New York Times quotes Mr. Clinton as saying he supports the Yugoslav peace process, but will be more assertive than the Bush administration if that process doesn't pan out. The president-elect indicates such assertiveness might include military action or pressing for war crimes trials for Serbian leaders. President-elect Clinton taking steps to avoid a mass migration of Haitians after he takes office. Sources tell CBS News that Mr. Clinton is expected to announce on Friday that he'll continue the Bush administration's policy of forcibly returning Haitian refugees. The latest nasty weather to hit the West has rolled across California and Arizona, causing problems all along the way. Sherry Beasley lives in Agua Dulce, north of L.A.
We've had some roads wash out. The helicopters have been in. They brought Red Cross in. We had a lot of kids absent because they couldn't get out of the roads.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, flooding and mudslides closed highways. Homes had to be evacuated in Winkelman, Arizona, because of rivers threatening to bust their banks. A panel of scientists has issued a report on the world's climate in 1992 and determined that last year global warming was not a problem. The scientists say the Earth's climate was slightly cooler than normal, mostly because of volcanic ash blocking the sunlight. That broke a warming trend over the past decade. This is CBS News.
Every day, people with minor arthritis pain find relief thanks to Arthritis Pain Formula Maximum Strength Caplets. Listen to John Metzger of Wheeling, West Virginia.
When I have arthritis pain, I feel that I have a restriction, like an old rusty hinge that doesn't want to move the way it's supposed to move. Arthritis Pain Formula definitely took away the pain. You become free of pain.
Join the millions who use Arthritis Pain Formula from the makers of Anacin in the green box. Use as directed.
It's so dark in here. Is the light burned out?
The light is loose.
The light's loose?
And if you stand on this chair, you'll see a loose light.
What a fun way to learn Spanish.
Well, in Spanish, chair is silla, and loose means light.
So stand on a chair, silla, loose, light. Oh, I get it.
You can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese, too. Not by memorizing, but by visualizing and association.
So sit down on your silla and call National Dynamics Speed Tapes at 1-800-545-1985.
1-800-545-1985.
A-S-O-C-K-S.
After a firestorm of controversy over possible conflict of interest, Commerce Secretary-designate Ron Brown has canceled a tribute dinner honoring his tenure as Democratic Party chairman. That gala was to be financed by corporate donations. Researchers reporting in the New England Journal of Medicine say a widely used food flavor enhancer may prove to be the first safe and simple treatment for sickle cell anemia. Butyrate, when eaten, has no effect on the disease, but when injected into the bloodstream, it appears to turn on a gene that makes a fetal form of hemoglobin, a gene that normally shuts down before birth. NBC has scheduled a news conference for Thursday evening. It's expected to announce that late-night talk show host David Letterman is leaving the network to join CBS. The Washington Post quotes sources at both networks as saying it's a done deal. The LA Times reports that Letterman has been offered The Tonight Show, currently hosted by Jay Leno, but that he refused because the money was not equal to the CBS offer. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
WCCO 989-9226, 989-WCCO, 1-800-327-8255 with your calls and thoughts. We'll talk about Iraq, we'll talk about whatever you like, but first we'll talk about weather with Bill Anderson.
Okay, the high temperature on Wednesday was 27 degrees. Right now we're down to 19, so we've slipped into those teens. We'd normally have a low this time of the year just barely above zero, so we're way above normal for temperatures, and really it's been a pretty mild wintertime season. Snow depths around the area, certainly a lot of snow up to the north, over a foot and a half of snow on the ground in north central and northeastern Minnesota, and I have reports from the Department of Natural Resources of over 30 inches of snow on some of the high ground inland from Lake Superior. Overnight, we're not going to add to that very much. Now, there is some light snow falling up around Duluth with 14 degrees now and some flurries around the Twin Cities, but I'm not really expecting much accumulation during the night. We'll have a day or so of quiet weather, then we'll have to watch where some storms that are now coming through the west, where they head as they start crossing the Rocky Mountains. It should bring us a chance of snow by Friday and for the weekend, but I think most of those storms will pass us by to the south. Twin Cities forecast then for the rest of the night, a few flurries and lows in the upper teens. A light wind out of the north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. The upcoming day, I think we'll see some breaks in the overcast, especially in the afternoon, and a chance of flurries in the morning. Highs near 20, and the wind should become light and variable during the day. On Friday, mostly cloudy day with a chance of light snow developing. Morning low near 10, afternoon high near 23. We should have highs in the 20s over the weekend with some occasional periods of light snow or flurries possible. Right now in Rochester, some flurries in 13. International Falls, cloudy in 4. Twin Cities, cloudy. Flurries, wind northwest only 5 miles per hour. 92% humidity, and as we put Darkstar back to work, it's 19 degrees.
Night Talk with Darkstar on WCCO Radio, 989-9226, 989-WCCO toll-free, 1-800-327-8255. The embers? You say the embers? You're interested in the embers. You want me to talk about the embers? You want me to tell you what's on the menu? Got everything you want. They got seafood, they got steak, they got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They got the best hamburgers you'll ever eat in your whole life. Good place to start. They've got great salads that are good for you, and they've got great desserts that might not be as good for you, but, oh my, are they tasty. 17 locations in the Twin Cities, 5 in the outstate, and 2 over there in that thing where the people make all the cheese and drink a lot of beer and fall down into each other and have a horrible football team and a bad basketball team. Wisconsin, and I use the term loosely. The embers, only the embers.
If physical problems prevent you from getting the rest you need, stop the suffering. Visit ComfortRest adjustable beds. For years, doctors have recommended adjustable beds for back, respiratory, and circulatory disorders. By pressing a button, you can raise or lower your head or feet to the position most comfortable for you. Sleep soundly and awaken refreshed with a ComfortRest electric adjustable bed. And for WCCO Radio listeners, there are 2 great reasons to purchase a ComfortRest adjustable bed. First of all, you receive a special discount that can save you up to 1/3 off the list price. Reason number 2, just by mentioning this commercial, ComfortRest will take an additional $100 off any adjustable bed you choose. ComfortRest offers the largest selection in the Midwest, all sizes and firmnesses, and they carry 5 major brands. Stop by today at 5019 University Avenue Northeast and take advantage of the special savings available. That's 5019 University Avenue Northeast, 4 blocks south of 694 in Columbia Heights.
Night Talk with Darkstar on WCCO Radio. Let's get back to the callers. Let's go to Barb in St. Paul. Barb?
Yes, hello, Dark.
Hi.
Hi, I usually hear you every night, and I've been listening to you tonight, and you were wondering about our ideas and stuff like that, and I wasn't sure if you'd be interested in what I had to say, and if I thought I'll call anyway.
You bet.
I'm calling from the perspective of a mother who lost a son in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me in the last couple of days how it just seems like a reenactment or reliving a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
ma'am, may I ask you which war you lost a son in?
The Gulf War.
Gulf War, yes, ma'am.
And so when I read the paper, the headlines seem the same, and it was amazing to me about all these feelings coming up in me, and I just thought, if they're coming up in me, they must be coming up in the families of other people. And so I wanted to share that with you, but also just the anxiety that I've been feeling the last couple of days is lots of fear, and just feeling like that there really wasn't any time in between.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels all fresh and new again.
Right.
And then I also feel that, what's it going to be this time? Is it going to be some more lives lost? And then he's just going to go on. And because nobody wins at war, but apparently he has.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, I find myself kind of believing one way, whereas I don't think war is the way to solve everything, but yet at the same time, I'm getting flashbacks of my son's letters and, you know, his having so much trust and faith in his commander-in-chief, that knowing, you know, that President Bush is not going to allow this person to get away with what he's getting away with.
Mm-hmm.
And in those letters, he wasn't talking about, this war wasn't about oil. You know, and so I want to believe that, but yet another part of me doesn't, you know.
Right.
And so
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Be objective enough, and here I am asking a mother who's lost a son to be objective enough to eliminate the agony and the misery that you had to go through. Is this an oil war in your mind?
Right now, yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just find it so frustrating. It just kind of blew my mind last night when I was getting ready to go to sleep. I hardly slept at all last night, just hearing all this stuff on the news, and then to be stunned this morning and reading the paper about a young Marine who was killed in a place where we were supposed to be on a peace mission.
Right.
And it just didn't make any sense to me. And I've been thinking about all these wars we're in, and we're supposed to, you know, be out of Kuwait and all this stuff. And I just thought, we aren't never going to be out of there.
Mm-hmm.
With all the wars we've had, we've always ended up having a base there, or
yeah,
always having some type of military force there.
Yes, ma'am.
So, right now, it isn't making a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Barb, we're going to have a lady on here next with, she's Yvonne Miner.
Yes.
With Back America's Courageous Military,
mm-hmm,
a group for people with loved ones in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna talk about some of those things for a little bit here, and I hope it's of interest to you.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You bet.
All right, thank you.
Yes, and listen, thank you very much for sharing that with us tonight.
Sure.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that, you know, they look at this thing as kind of a generic disaster, and to have somebody who can share the actual experience of life and death, it does put the proper light on it. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Sure. Bye-bye.